This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello and welcome back to 365 Days with MXM Tune. I'm Maya, a singer, songwriter, video maker, Oakland native, and vaccine enthusiast. I'm also a huge history nerd. I love untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, anything weird, dark, and funky from the past. Each day, I'm going to share a few of my favorite deep cuts with you, so let's dig into today's stories with a trigger warning for religious persecution and disease.
It's 365 with MXM Tune. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.
Today, in 1897, a Ukrainian bacteriologist named Waldemar Hofkin performed the first human trial for a vaccine. What was a vaccination, you ask? The plague. Yes, the bad old bubonic plague. He made the vaccine in record time and used it on himself. Spoiler alert, he survived. Yay. His vaccine had a huge impact, going on to serve as the formula that provided protection from the plague all over the world. Hofkin was born in March of 1860. His father was a schoolmaster. He grew up between Odessa and the port city Berdyansk in Ukraine. During his teenage years, he became involved with a revolutionary group, the Narodnaya Volya. But as they grew more violent, he turned away. The group later assassinated Tsar Alexander II. Hofkin then joined the Jewish League for Self-Defense. When using his skills to defend fellow Jewish people during a pogrom, a violent riot aimed at a religious group, in this case, Jewish people, in the 1880s, he was arrested for his activism and also injured. He was released when his school mentor intervened. Eli Metchnikoff was an immunologist and a zoologist, and he helped inspire Hofkin's interest in medicine. Metchnikoff later won the Nobel for in medicine. When Hofkin finished his doctorate from the Imperial Novorossiya University in Odessa, he was invited to join the faculty, on one condition. He would have to convert to Russian Orthodoxy. He refused, and instead chose to work at the Odessa Museum of Zoology so he could keep practicing his faith. In 1888, he moved to the University of Geneva, and then to the Pasteur Institute in Paris, where he studied with Louis Pasteur himself, famed scientist and vaccine entrepreneur. His old mentor, Metchnikoff, was also working there, and Hofkin was soon promoted from librarian to assistant to director of the institute. When cholera started spreading in 1892, Hofkin began working on a vaccination for the disease. He used weakened cholera bacteria to make a serum, which he then injected himself with. He went on to use it on a large group. The British colonial authorities agreed to let him travel to India in 1893 to try out the vaccine. He was victorious, and the vaccine worked on a widespread population group. It was a couple years later, in 1896, when he came upon his next challenge, the bubonic plague. He worked as quickly as he could on the vaccine, even as two of his assistants quit because of the high-pressure environment, and a third had a nervous breakdown. This was the vaccine that he ended up testing on himself on January 10th, 1897. The vaccine worked, but alas, disaster would soon be afoot. In 1902, 19 people in a town in the Punjab got tetanus and died after taking Hofkin's plague vaccine. An investigation into the tragedy put the blame on Hofkin for mistakes in the production, and he was fired from his job as the head of the Bombay Plague Laboratory and left India. It took 5 whole years for the truth to come out, that the vaccine administrator had tampered with the vaccine after opening the bottle. Hofkin was cleared of all wrongdoing and returned to India. Amidst all these years of scientific discovery, Hofkin had endured anti-Jewish prejudice almost everywhere he lived. He began to direct his attention towards helping persecuted Jewish people rebuild their lives. Hofkin lived in India until he retired in 1914, and then went on to live in France again. He spent his retirement studying religion, writing, and established a foundation to help Jewish education around Europe. He died in Lausanne, Switzerland, in 1930.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now for today's music fact. Today in 2006, the High School Musical soundtrack was released. Its first week, it only sold 6,000 copies, but it would only have to wait a few more days for its rise to prominence on the music charts. The movie aired on January 20th, and the soundtrack was catapulted to its eventual stardom. It would sell over 4 million copies and become the number one album of 2006, while Getcha Head in the Game catapulted into our ears to be stuck in our heads forevermore. And for our final segment of the day, I'm looking into my own photo archive to see what I was doing on January 10th in my life. It was probably not that exciting, if I can give you any sort of foreshadowing. Oh, man. Okay. January 10th, 2020, last year, I was moving into my apartment. I recently mentioned that on a recent memory. And I went to a plant store for the first time and bought my first plants. I bought 5 of them. I bought 6 actually. I bought 3 succulents, a spider plant, a tiny parlor palm, and the Hypoestes, which the Hypoestes died, one of my succulents died, but I have 4 of them still in my apartment. They're still going strong. I have propagated my spider plant into 3 separate plants, like a crazy lady. And that was the beginning of my kind of foray into being a plant mom. I really enjoy plants. They've been super instrumental for me and my mental health. And like, I think especially throughout a year where we've been inside so much, being able to bring greenery into my own home space and spaces I occupy so much of the time has been really nice. I think they give you a sense of time passing, and we all kind of need that when we feel really stuck. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you tomorrow. If you please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and follow at 365 days on your preferred social media platforms. Take care.
It's 365 with MXM2. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.